Welcome to this podcast from St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We hope you consider hitting like or subscribe. We hope you will share this audio with your friends and neighbors, help others know about our inclusive, theologically progressive community of faith. If you'd like to support our ministries, you can make a gift at stmichaelsabq.org.
Take our minds and think with them. Take our mouths and speak with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with your love.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Today's readings are a wild ride. From the sarcasm of the Lord's response in Job 39, you know, the one that begins in Job 38 with, "Gird up your loins like a man, and I will question you, and you will answer me," to the reading that 7:30 and 9 o'clock had with Sapphira and Ananias, which, though it is our stewardship kickoff, I was told was completely accidental. To Jesus' offhand beginning to his parabolic message today, the scriptures are giving big diva energy. And as the diva in my own house, I didn't mind until I remembered Francis. Dramatic, yes. Diva energy, not so much. Also, I preached on this gospel earlier this year, and in order to engage that productively, I had to admit that I had more sympathy for the person in the crowd the moment I imagined him as Francis. Any of our lessons today could have been the one that pushed Francis over the edge toward his epiphany and violent reordering of his own aristocratic life, to radically embody the idea of poverty as an expression of discipleship. And if there's one phrase I feel safe connecting to Francis, the most beloved and least copied saint of our time, it's radically embodied. Francis had a way of exhorting others, not using words, but by living such a radically transformed life in light of the gospel that others couldn't help but see their own lives in this new light. This was a man that understood the upside-down nature of the kingdom of God, while the church was grappling with yet another round of being intoxicated with greed and power. The consequence of this for Francis was that there were few people in his own day that felt that they could challenge him, even when he was keeping company with Muslims and pagans and others the church had deemed untouchable. No one was willing to risk the wrath of the real deal. This man, should he choose to criticize the church or any one leader out loud, nor the wrath of the crowds that have been led to Jesus because of the way Francis radically embodied the values of the gospel. One of the things that changed for me as I read the gospel passage this morning with Francis in mind was the tone of the word fool. When I preached on this passage a few months ago, the tone was patronizing and authoritarian, and I didn't realize how out of step with Christ and Francis that frame of reference was. When I imagined Francis as sitting with this story and imagining himself as the target of that word, it changed from patronizing to pleading. That type of tone that says, "You don't know it now, but you're missing something important." An encounter with God. And Francis is never storied to have missed an opportunity to encounter God. He learned how to see God in the people and things that others in his time had the hardest time seeing God in. This week, we lost Jane Goodall, someone else who reminded us that humans are kin to the natural world, someone who helped us to see the image of God in more than just ourselves. And that's always important to hear at a time when the church is grappling with powers and authorities and losing its connection to the natural order. The church in Francis's time had adopted a similar stance. And so Francis, in his writing, The Canticle to the Creatures, was a radical document proclaiming that God's love shone through all of creation as each member of the divine family, the sun, the moon, the elements, offered its gift and praise to God alongside its human siblings. It's easy in times of crisis to overlook how important our relationships are, our relationship to others, and our relationship to the natural world. And when you live in a culture like ours, which seems to be obsessed and in some ways fueled by catastrophe, one of the ones saying, slow down, let us get back to relationships, is difficult, if not impossible. So remember to extend the same grace to yourself that you extend to others. All of us are trying to figure it out right now, and it certainly hasn't gotten any easier since the feet of Jesus and Blessed Francis walk this earth. So let us carry their examples with us as we proclaim the gospel to a new generation, using words only when necessary. Amen.